Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop the music, please. I forgot to do something.
The views and opinions expressed on the following podcast are those of the persons appearing on the program and not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada.
Okay, that takes care of that. Now, where were we? I don't know about you, but I'm of the opinion that Guy Lombardo's version of Auld Lang Syne is sounding a little too slow. We want to ring in the new year with a little bit of life. Let's try this one. Well, it's not exactly what I was thinking of, but it is a little peppier. Peppier than Guy Lombardo's rendition of Auld Lang Syne. Not to say that there's anything wrong with Guy's rendition. We just want to get things off on the right foot, energized. And that's about as energetic as we can come up with when it comes to music. I guess, I don't know. Hey, how you doing? This is your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc, welcoming you to a January 1st, 2019 edition of Club ADHD, the podcast. Of course, we're not alone when it comes to Club ADHD. We have the podcast, we have the Facebook page, and Club ADHD, the Twitter account, all brought to you by the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada. CADAC, CADDAC.ca is where you can go to get information. CADAC's website, full of information on ADHD, full of information about how you can be a flag waver. There's also an initiative on there called ADHD Speaks. And to give you the 5-cent explanation, it's asking us to send in our stories. Do it on your cell phone, wherever. And what they'll do is they'll take all that information and put it together as one big story, one big piece of information. And yes, I'm involved in it. I'm putting all that stuff together. I do a lot of work with CADAC. It's a great organization. And ADHD Speaks is a very valid initiative when it comes to helping to change things, helping to change people's minds, the people who are in Look, I'm tongue-tied already. I hope that's not an indicator of 2019. The people who are in the position to make a difference. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, I just needed a couple of seconds to think about it. And that's what it's all about. So please, go to CADAC.ca and check that out. It's called ADHD Speaks. Very good initiative. A great initiative. An initiative that we all can be part of. Well, this edition of Club ADHD, the podcast, will get me back on track. What does that mean? Well, if you're a listener of Club ADHD, the podcast, you already know that I have a tendency of being a little bit late when it comes to uploading podcasts, and I am a podcast behind. However, with this podcast being uploaded on January the 1st, 2019, I am back on track. I hope I'll get it uploaded. I'm sure I will. I want to start off with a clean slate for the new year, right? I want to just do it right. And that's what I'm about to do. And maybe you're feeling the same way. Good for you if you are. That's great. And if you're saying, what's the point? Come on. Be positive. Positive thoughts. As Abe Lincoln once said. Was it Abe Lincoln or Henry Ford? I always get them mixed up. Boy, it's one of those days already. What am I trying to think of? Well, I'm thinking of the old saying, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. It's all according to how you think about it. Henry Ford or Abe Lincoln. How I get them confused, who knows? Only I know. Oh, boy. That brain of mine. Oh, yes, that ADHD of mine. We all have it, right? That's why Club ADHD was created. For us. We adults with ADHD. And every other week, as I had mentioned, put together a podcast, give you my little take on things, and maybe tell you what's going on in my life, so that hopefully you can say, hey, I'm not alone. Russ is experiencing what I'm experiencing. or maybe we can just create things together. I'm learning all the time when it comes to ADHD advocacy, even doing these podcasts, doing the Facebook page and the Twitter account, I learned something. So yes, I do have a vested interest. I do want to help people, but I'd like to help myself too. And speaking of such, maybe that might be a good way to start the year, huh? You know, I on the Facebook page, I made the statement that it would be great that if we looked at 2019 as a year that we can help other people. I didn't say other people, that we can help people. And you know something? We fall within that people, that word. We can help ourselves. I know it's tough at times. I've been through it, and I continue to go through it. You know, it can be rough. But we, as ADHD people, have been known to be creative. We're intelligent. We just think differently. And we can help each other. We can help ourselves. Speaking of which, with the new year, you might look at things the previous year and say, well, things didn't go my way or whatever. And yeah, I can fall within that category. It's been a so-so year for me. I had some good things, had some bad things happen. Our daughter got married. You know, that's always good. It's always joyous. I lost a few people in my life, some relatives. Person who I was close with growing up, a cousin, who during the holidays we would get together. Our families got together during every holiday, which made it a little rough this year because it was, no, I hadn't seen that person in a long time. We connected on Facebook, but as a kid, we always were together during the holidays. So with her passing, it was like a part of my childhood passed. But we have to get over these things because, you know, life goes on. And I know that's real easy to say, but hard to accept when you lost a loved one. Maybe you lost a close relative over the past year. And, you know, I feel for you. It's not easy. Just keep going. Don't give up. Life's still going to go on, and it would be nice if you're a part of it. I'm not going to get too morbid here, folks. We want to stay positive, but hey, I know there are people out there who are hurting this time of year, and we're with you. That's what Club ADHD is all about. Empathy, too, because when we share our stories, maybe someone can say, yes, I'm not alone, and that can be powerful stuff. Knowing that, you know, you're sitting there, maybe you are alone physically, and maybe you're saying to yourself, oh, you know, I don't know why it's happening to me. It's happening to all of us. But I'm not going to get into the negatives right now because we ADHD people, we have a lot to offer. I noticed someone somewhere posted a list of positive things about ADHD. I think I saw it on Twitter. And it's true. You know, we're creative. For the most part, we're intelligent. You know, we can be hyper-focused. That can be a bad thing, but it can also be a very, very good thing, especially in crisis. You know, sometimes we are scattered. Okay, a lot of the time we're scattered. But if we're focused on an issue that we believe in or we're interested in, whatever, even during times of crisis, we can put things into perspective and really fulfill a mandate to try to make things better, to overcome that crisis. I personally have done it more than once, several times. And yes, we tend not to think about those things that we've done in the past, those positive things. And we're all good at something, but it's a lot easier to beat ourselves up, especially if you're suffering from depression with your ADHD. And say, oh boy, why bother? Or maybe you were diagnosed later in life, as was I, and you're conditioned that, hey, I'm doing things what I think the right way, but it always ends wrong. We just got to alter some things, much like society has to alter some things for us, especially in the school system, you know? We're not dumb. We just learn differently. And what I've found is that when things are altered a bit for us folks with ADHD, everyone benefits, even in the world of business. You know, if employers only knew about ADHD and didn't believe some of the misnomers out there or just didn't know anything about it, that they could utilize us in a very positive way so that we all can win. So maybe that can be our mandate for 2019, right? To think ahead and help others. I mentioned this on our Facebook page. That would be a nice thing to do. I didn't say others, though. To help people, I said. And the word people can mean us as well. We are people. Help ourselves. And that's why we're here, right? Not only to bond that, yes, we all have ADHD. You have something in common. It's a safe place. But when we put our heads together, we can solve a lot of situations. And yes, the awareness thing is a big situation. But I have the feeling someday, somewhere, people will really know the truth about ADHD. The truth that it is real, we have something to offer, and that we shouldn't just be cast aside. Okay, I'm dwelling here. I want to stay positive, right? This is a brand new year. How are your holidays? Good, bad, indifferent? If they were good or great, fantastic. If they were, so-so, all right. Or if they were, not that good, well, look at it this way. They're just about over if you're listening on January the 1st. You made it. You survived. Good for you. The holidays can be a joyous time, can be a not so joyous time, but just got to survive it, right? Speaking of the holidays, I've got an interesting, well, to me at least, an interesting story about the gift giving. A gift I got from my spouse, my wife. I thought, this is a creative gift. It's going to be good. Boy, I'm going to get some brownie points on this one. Putting some thought, because normally I shop on the 24th, and there have been times, there have been a lot of times, especially before I was diagnosed, where I would really go to the last minute. I'd go on the 24th, the afternoon of the 24th, like around 2 o'clock. Talk about putting some stress on. I've come up with some interesting gifts, to say the least. Some were good and some were, whatever. But I thought, this year, I'm going to do it early. I'm going to do my gift getting early. I'm going to do my shopping before the 24th. That's right. I did it on the 23rd. I put some thought. And this special thought I put towards my wife's present, well, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. And I presented that present, all smiles and waiting for the accolades. And then my wife said, oh, another one. I said, what do you mean another one? Yeah, you got me one of these 20 years ago. Oh, really? Okay. Damn you, memory. I won't get into what it was exactly, but it was a piece of jewelry. And I thought there was a lot of thought put into it. I thought there was a lot of thought, a lot of thinking going on there. And there was a lot of thought. I just forgot something about 20 years ago. But she liked it. It's slightly different from the one I got her before. And she's wearing it. That's all I can say. But it didn't quite turn out the way I thought it would. But as I said, she liked it. She didn't rave about it. I guess she raved about the first one I gave her 20 years ago. I got to keep notes. Yes, that's what I've got to do. Well, so much for shopping early. In any case, Club ADHD, three elements, the Twitter account, the Facebook page, and of course, the podcast. And the year for us ahead, right? What can we expect? What can you expect? Are you thinking good things, bad things? I hope you're attempting to think good, to stay positive, right? Some things we can't avoid, I know, it can't all be peaches and cream, providing you like peaches and cream. But we can think as positive as we can, right? What about resolutions? Do you keep resolutions, or maybe do you create resolutions is the question, right? And then the second question, do you keep them? Most people don't. I know a few years back, or many years back, I came up with this resolution. I am not going to make any resolutions. That's my resolution. But then again, when I thought about the wording, it didn't make any sense because I just made a resolution. In any case, that's what it's all about, right? New Year's, new start. Let's think positive, clean slate. Now, I was thinking about what to do during this podcast. I'm doing it right now. But I was listening earlier today to a conversation. It was an interview with the two remaining members of the Beastie Boys. had nothing to do with ADHD. It's just what I was doing, and I was relaxing and thinking, all right, what am I going to do? And I was charting things out in my mind, and then I thought, hey, I've got a brilliant idea. I could just visualize that light bulb right now. Not an old-fashioned light bulb. No, I want to stay energy efficient. An LED light bulb. They're energy efficient, right? In any case, I thought this is going to be a great idea. So here's what I came up with. I'm going to go on our Facebook page, and I'm going to say that I'm about to create the new podcast, the new edition. January 1st podcast of Club ADHD, the podcast. And here's what I'd like from you folks. Make a post. Send me a message, whatever, and just tell us how you're doing. Like, just say a shout out to anyone or what you got planned for the new year, how your holidays were. And that's what I did. And I gave a time frame of 1 hour, but that hour went to 2 hours because I got tied up with something else. And I thought, well, I'll read the posts that are on our Facebook page or maybe the messages that were sent to me, and I'll read it during this podcast. And that's what I'm about to do. We did get a few posts, not a lot, but a few. And at the time, I guess a lot of people were not really checking their Facebook account on New Year's Day. Rightfully so. Lots of things going on, football games and parades and stuff. So we didn't have a ton of response, but we had a few people mention, or actually post, I should say. And I'm going to read those posts right now. So let me just do this click here. All right. This one is from Lisa. Lisa says, no resolutions here. However, I'm going to have a good think about Rick Green's totally ADD excellent video blog called A Brilliant Way to Set Goals. That sounds interesting. Rick's a buddy of mine. He always comes up with interesting stuff. Funny guy, too. And, of course, no stranger to the podcast. I think he's been on more than anyone. I think 3 times. In any case, he has himself a new video called A Brilliant Way to Set Goals. Very timely. And if you want to check it out, just like Lisa is checking it out, you can visit Rick's website, totallyadd.com. And I'm sure it's right there to download. Simple as that. Or you can go on our Club ADHD, the Facebook page, look for Lisa's post, and there's a link to that video on her post. So thanks for letting us know what's going on, Lisa. It's always nice to hear. We also heard from Jen. Jen states, Happy New Year. Spent Christmas in Samana, DR. I'm not sure where Samana is. I'm guessing the Dominican Republic. I would think that's the place. That's where you'd want to be, maybe, and on a cold winter's day. However, where I'm at, it's not all that cold. It's wet. Yes, I'm in Canada. You never know it. And I'm okay with that. Now, Jen goes on to say, now back to reality. I'm looking forward to the new year. I recently returned to work after taking a leave. And then she says, well, right now I'm on vacation till January the 4th. Now, that's the way to take a leave there, Jen. Take a leave, then a vacation. Yes, that's the way to do it. Jen goes on to say, I'm going to start CBT for ADHD next week. What is CBT? I'm guessing it is cognitive behavioral therapy. You know something? I think I'm right. I'm eager to start, she says. I have found getting treatment specifically for adult ADHD a challenge, so I'm excited to start this. I'm not sure about New Year's resolutions. I haven't made any yet. I think I will set some goals with CBT as it starts, I will set some goals when CBT starts as part of the therapy. I'm not the best at remembering the resolutions long term. Are others making resolutions? Jen asks. And the answer is no. But we had some posts here. Thank you, Jen, for sending that post. If you're saying to yourself, okay, what is CBT, cognitive behavior, what, therapy? Well, I'm familiar with it. I've participated in it, not to any great lengths, but I know what it's about. You know, we folks with ADHD, sometimes we think a little on the negative side, or Zig Ziglar once put it, we think about stinking thinking, you know? if I do this, something bad's going to happen. And it's understandable, especially if you're an adult who was diagnosed with ADHD later in life, because you've been doing things a certain way and you've got a certain outcome. And many times those outcomes are negative. So it's easy to think that, well, if I do something, things aren't going to turn out right. Okay. Well, with CBT, it clears your mind a bit of that. And it helps you think on a more positive front. It helps you say to yourself that, okay, things can get better. Things can end in a good way. And that's what it's all about. So in my humble opinion, that type of therapy is a good thing. And good for Jen. She's going to look into it, and I hope it works for her. You know, sometimes things work better for some people and not so good for others. Could be with therapy. It could be with meds. We all know that. ADHD, we have a common thread. And sometimes we don't always experience ADHD the same way. There are elements that only some people will experience, while others will experience other elements, but there usually is a common thread. And that's what is so challenging about ADHD, is that it's not like a broken bone. A broken bone is a broken bone. It's, you know, there it is. There are so many different attributes or negative things involved, and they vary from person to person. And sometimes, you know, different things work for different people, but not usually everyone. So maybe cognitive behavioral therapy might work for you. Maybe it won't work for you. It's worth a try, right? So there we have those posts. Now, some other people sent me some private messages. All they were basically stating, they just wanted to wish everybody a Happy New Year. So as opposed to me just reading names off and saying Happy New Year, I'll say Happy New Year to everyone, including those who sent me messages. So I guess you could say that little initiative that I thought, hey, it's going to be tremendous. It was okay. Got some response, right? Thinking positive. That's what it's all about. The brand new year, a new slate. I hope you're thinking positive about the new year. You know, it's easy to think negative about it. It's easy to maybe blame our ADHD. And really, you know, that doesn't work. Trust me, from experience. Maybe you feel that, you know, I could use a little pity. And I thought that way at times. But really, there's nothing good when it comes to pity. When somebody pities you, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help us. Because when someone pities us, they just look at us and say, oh, isn't that terrible? And they walk away, right? They don't want to hang around something that's pitiful. Now, if you say, this is what I'm experiencing, and I might need some help to change things, or I think I'm working on changing those things, well, that's different, you know? That's understanding. If people understand us, then that's okay. Pity? No. You know, it's a fine line between the two, but really, we don't need pity. We just need understanding. So if we all can get together and join forces and spread the word about ADHD, you know, and get people to understand what we're all about, we're ahead of the game, that we have things to offer, that we have benefits as well as challenges, but hey, we just think differently, that's all. And sometimes thinking differently is, as we all know, a good thing. So let's start off the new year in a positive note, right? We're going to help people, including ourselves, as best we can. And if you need some help, check out Kadac's website, cadac.ca. There are some ways that you can seek help, or maybe they can assist you in gaining help if you contact them. Maybe if you're struggling, you might want to have a way to just tell your story. Not looking for pity, just looking for help. You can do that on Club ADHD, the Facebook page, the group page, the Twitter account. You can follow that as well and make comments. And if you'd like to have a link that will aim you towards the Facebook page, the Twitter account, the podcast, wherever, just go to our webpage, clubadhd.ca. The links are there. There's a link there that will connect you with me by way of email. Just click that, as well as other ways on how to connect with Club ADHD, the podcast. And, you know, over the year, it's been good when it comes to Club ADHD, the podcast. We've been recognized by a number of people, by a number of organizations. That's a good thing, right? iTunes and where else? I'm just drawing a blank, but we've had people put us on lists as far as best of lists. There's one list that we're in the top 10 for ADHD podcasts. Now, some of you might say, hey, there probably are only 10 ADHD podcasts. No, there aren't. There are hundreds out there in the world. We made it to the top 10 on at least one list. So that's good. And you can see us on a variety of websites. Sometimes I don't even realize it. You know, I happen to punch in something. Whoa, they're talking about us. Isn't that cool? So that's good. But, you know, we can use more. We can use more members. We can always have more members because the more the merrier, right? The more that we can get people involved, the better we'll all be because maybe we can do some brainstorming or the more people who hear about this by way of the podcast, the more education is out there. Or maybe there's just more empathy that we can say to ourselves, hey, I'm not the only one experiencing this. Or maybe I need a good laugh or two or whatever. Hey, I can identify with whatever Russ is saying or the guest because we have guests on there. 90% of our guests are adults with ADHD. The other 10% deal with adults with ADHD. I'm not really into getting people who, you know, and there are places and times for this, getting an organizer to teach us how to be organized. Well, unless that organizer has ADHD, I think they're behind the eight ball as far as I'm concerned because you have to know how we think. We think differently. So if you're going to tell us to be organized, you're going to say, put it in this, that. Well, if you don't put it in a context that is conducive to our ADHD, then you might as well just be yelling out the window and hopefully somebody will pick up the information. It doesn't work that way. So yeah, I'd like to have experts on or people who live with people with ADHD, people who don't have ADHD, who has a spouse with ADHD. We've had, I mentioned Rick Green. We've had Rick's wife on, Ava. She, very interesting person to talk to when it comes to how she, I shouldn't say handles, but how she copes. No, that's a negative too, but how she lives with ADHD through her husband, Rick, who has ADHD. Very creative guy, but he has ADHD. And sometimes we creative people who are exceptionally creative can go off on a tangent, right? We can have some creativity going. Maybe our follow-through might be lacking, or we'll just jump to something else and jump around, unless we're hyper-focused on something. So that was a good talk with her, I thought. If you have a spouse who doesn't have ADHD, or if you're listening right now and you're a spouse of a person with ADHD and you don't have it, look up that podcast on clubadhd.ca. We have all the podcasts listed from number one right to this one, which is officially number, what is this podcast? Oh, yeah, it's number 39. And if you're going to have to go back at least, I think, around 6 months or so, and just look up Ava there and hit the link and you'll hear the podcast and the interview with Ava. Very interesting. We have another person hopefully lined up in the very near future when it comes to talking to another spouse of a person with ADHD. So we've got that in the works. We have another thing in the works. And yeah, I've got to mention that. Am I reluctant to do this? No, but you know, when you do something like this, what I'm about to say, it's either, again, hit or miss. I want to do a live version of Club ADHD, the podcast. And I know that if I do a live version, you know, it could be perceived as, hey, this is a really popular podcast. Look at all the people who are tuned in, who are phoning in, because, yeah, we'll be taking phone calls, just like any other phone-in talk show, but it'll be on the internet. But I do run the risk of all of a sudden saying, hey, no one else is listening right now. I know we have listeners, and that's the beauty of a podcast. You can download it and listen to it. Well, you don't even have to download it. Just listen to it at any time, 24 hours a day. But when we do it live, did we pick the right day? Did we pick the right evening to do this? So, yeah, I have that little reluctance. And yes, that stinking thinking that maybe there won't be enough people listening. But I know there are enough of you out there So we will be doing this sooner than later. January or February. I'm not quite sure. I will post it on Club ADHD, the Facebook page, as well as I'll mention it on the Twitter account and on the podcast. So be looking for that. And I do hope you're able to join us. It'll be simple. It'll be on the internet. You'll just have to hit a couple of links and bam, you're on. And a lot of people these days have long distance plans. So even though I'm located just outside of Toronto, it doesn't matter where you are in Canada, North America for that matter. Usually there are long distance plans that will cover that the entire continent. And if you're elsewhere in the world, I don't know, might be worth a few bucks to give us a call. Love to hear from you. So be looking for that. That should be good. That should be great, I should say. And also, I'm toying with another idea about adding a little live element to every podcast. I'm just thought of it today, and I'm going to work things out, and I'll let you know if that evolves into something. So there's all sorts of things going on, some excitement happening, and I hope some excitement is about to happen in your life. Just put some in there. You know, just stay positive. Put your brain to work. Things will go well. And if things are going well, maybe things will get better. You never know. And sometimes we are faced with challenges, no matter how good our lives are. It's just according to how we deal with these challenges that will impact us. Boy, all these cliches, huh? Easier said than done, I know. But we're here to help you. We are Club ADHD. You, me, and everyone else who are on board for this. It's a lifelong endeavor, ADHD. Although some people, yeah, some kids do grow out of it. Very few, though. We've got to start spreading that word. So I think we've got this podcast for January the 1st down pat, 2019 or 2019, however you want to say it. I hope the day has been good for you. I hope the year will be good for you. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep viewing the Facebook page and the Twitter account. Check out Kadac. Our sponsor, Kadac, CADDAC.ca, the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada. They're helping us as well. And with that, I ask the maestro to please strike up the band. Hey, that's not our everyday maestro. That's Rod Stewart. Yeah, I kind of like this. Well, as Rod plays us out, this is your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc, wishing you and yours a very happy new year. And remember to shout it out loud, ADHD is real. Bye for now. We'll be right back.